WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
CBS News special report. No bail for the accused killer of UnitedHealth CEO Brian Thompson. And New York's governor says she'll sign an extradition warrant soon. Attorney Thomas Dickey represents the murder suspect Luigi Mangione.
The fundamental concept of American justice is the presumption of innocence. And until you're proven guilty beyond reasonable doubt, and I've seen zero evidence at this point.
Investigators say otherwise. CBS's Anna Schechter says the evidence includes clothing, a gun, and a three-page letter acknowledging a hatred for insurance companies and the people who run them.
He was ranting about how Americans are not reaping the benefits that the companies are.
Correspondent Lilia Luciano was at the courthouse in Altoona for Mangione's extradition hearing.
He had this, strong, confident, and quite defiant presence. He did swivel a lot. He had one document. We couldn't figure out what it was, but it could be either the charging document or something of that nature, with some handwritten notes.
CBS News special report. I'm Peter King.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. The U.S. Supreme Court declined to hear a Wisconsin case about school policies on gender. Savannah Tomei Olson explains.
It all started when the Eau Claire Area School District updated their policy to say that if a child wants to be addressed by a different name or pronoun, staff would respect that and would not have to notify parents without the student's consent. Advocates for LGBTQIA youth say that can protect queer kids whose families may not understand them. But a group of parents represented by the conservative Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty sued the school district. They claim the policy usurps their rights as parents. Luke Berg, representing the families who filed that lawsuit.
This can do harm to children, and in our view, that's why parents need to be involved.
Meanwhile, Haley Archer, attorney for the Wisconsin ACLU, says it's not a black and white issue.
I believe one of the reasons that this question is debated is because it is complex. We're balancing the rights of parents, we're balancing the rights of schools, we're balancing the rights of students, and ultimately, the safety of the student is the most important of these rights.
The Wisconsin Office of Children's Mental Health reports nearly half of LGBTQIA youth in the state seriously consider suicide. Nationally, those rates drop significantly for trans and non-binary kids who feel accepted at home, according to the Trevor Project. Now, this lawsuit had been dismissed twice before. Judges said while the parents are genuinely concerned, the policy has not impacted them or their kids, so the suit had no standing. The Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty tried again. They asked the U.S. Supreme Court to take the case. The nation's highest court only accepts less than 1% of the cases that are referred to it. And as it turns out, this is the rule, not the exception. The U.S. Supreme Court announced that it had rejected the parents' appeal, meaning they would not hear the case and the rulings from the lower courts stand.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Wattles.
Badgers losing their quarterback. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football, the Badgers' starting quarterback, Tyler Van Dyke, has announced he's entered the transfer portal. Van Dyke suffered a torn ACL in his right knee, week three, ending his season. He was replaced by Braden Locke. Wisconsin has hired a new offensive coordinator, 58-year-old Jeff Grimes, most recently with Kansas. NBA, the Bucks host the Magic tonight in Milwaukee. It's an NBA Cup quarterfinal game. Major League Baseball meetings underway in Dallas. The Brewers say that Christian Yelich, making progress from his back surgery. Manager Pat Murphy on shortstop Willie Adames leaving the team in free agency after signing with the Giants.
Willie, the guy can play, man. You want the ball hit to him in a big situation. You want him at the plate. He plays every day and you want him up in every big situation. He's proven it time and time again. That's who he is. He loves it. He revels in it. I mean, we've lost a lot. We lost Burns. We lost Hader in the recent years. But losing this guy, woo.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low in the low 20s. Some snow showers developing tomorrow, high peaks at 30, then temps fall through the 20s in the afternoon as the wind picks up. There could be some minor accumulations. Much colder Wednesday night and Thursday.
It's 28 degrees right now.
Earl Ingram.
Mr. Ben Wickler, he is running for the national DNC chair. The fundamental problem was the Democratic brand. Do you think that is the case more than the Harris campaign?
Core answer is yes. The Democratic brand, it's not what we necessarily do or say. It's what people have heard and internalized. And that, to me, is an argument for thinking about how and where we communicate, making sure we are present in places where people are thinking about stuff other than politics.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Pat Kreitlow, all your time in the media, television, radio, what have you, what was one or two of the oddest things that people were complaining about?
As a TV anchor, your hair.
You have some of the finest hair around. How could anybody criticize your hair?
Oh, well, because a consultant forced me to change it.
Were there focus groups?
I'm not aware of any focus groups other than the audience, which universally hated it. It was a bowl haircut.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, public service announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. If you ever have a question for the doctor, just email it to janesays@civicmedia.us. We'll see you then.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. Your new choice. Real news, great conversation. 540 WAUK. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who always reads between the lines until he sees a car coming, Pete Schwabba.
Let's light it up. Let's do it. It is Tuesday night, ladies and gentlemen. Great to have you with me. Welcome to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. I am your host, Pete Schwabba. What are the odds? Great to have you with me wherever you are joining us from in Wisconsin tonight. It is it's great that we could connect like this. So let's take the next 2 hours and talk about the things we love, my fellow couch potatoes, talk about TV, talk about movies, books, music, and maybe we'll have some laughs too. Riding shotgun, as always, is the lovable producer, Conrad.
Hey.
Well said. All right. how are you doing tonight, Conrad? Hey, it was kind of... You didn't happen to golf the last 2 days, did you?
Not the last two, no.
Because it was pretty, like... I mean, it wasn't like tropical or anything, but it was, probably could have gotten 18 holes in, right?
I don't know if any of the courses are still open after... In December, it's kind of crazy to keep the course open.
If golf wants to be taken seriously as a sport, keep the damn courses open until there is snow on the ground.
No, snow golf is fun. Why not?
Yeah, use orange balls, right?
I mean, that might not be the worst problem out there, but...
I think it could be fun. That to me, would make golf more exciting, actually. But what do I know? Great to have you with us tonight, folks. This is Nightlight. We have a lot of fun planned for this evening. So it is good that you are here, and we hope that you partake in said fun. We've got a question of the night. We've got guests. We've got interesting topics. It's all coming your way over the next 2 hours. Starting us off tonight, in the guest column, batting leadoff is our favorite wrestling announcer and fellow Civic Media team member. He works out of WRJN in Wisconsin, Racine. Rich LoCascio will be here. Be exciting to see Rich.
Maybe get a new nickname, too?
I need a new nickname. I had the punching bag. Rich is a wrestling announcer, and we went over this the last time or a couple times ago when he was on the show. We tried to come up with a nickname for me that he could announce me in a wrestling match. First, we came up with the punching bag. We decided that wasn't going to instill fear in my opponents.
No.
So we changed that to the Schwabinator, which I think was pretty good.
That is pretty good.
And Rich did a great job, kind of laying that track down for us. I don't know. We'll have to dig that up, or maybe he could redo it if we can come up with a new nickname. That would be fine, too. Rich will be here. He is about to turn 40. That's very exciting in a young man's life. So we'll talk about Rich's birthday, too. And then at 7:05, we have – this is kind of exciting. I love kind of changing things up. And we had Charo on the show a couple months ago. She was delightful. Lots of fun, lots of energy, and playing that same theater in Baraboo, the Al Ringling Theater in beautiful Baraboo, Wisconsin, is the Swedish jazz queen, as she is known, Gunhild Carling. I always want to say Grunhild for some reason. Gunhild Carling. We had a chance to talk with her a couple days ago. We will play that interview. She was a lot of fun, and interestingly enough, reminded me a lot of Charo, just from an energy standpoint. She also dances. She plays like 20 instruments, and she's got a great sense of humor. So I talked to her. We'll play that at 7:05. Tickets are still available for that show, I believe, at the Al Ringling Theater in Baraboo. And I think she's there December 6th? I think it's this Saturday, actually. She'll be there. So we will give you more information on that coming up. And then at 7:20, Northeast Wisconsin-based writer Brett Kissinger will be in the studio. He has a new book out. We will talk about that with Brett. I think it's so cool that people still read books. Even more cool that they still write them, because I, as a former English major, used to be a big-time reader. But now, thanks to iPads and iPhones, my attention span is nothing. See what I did there, Conrad? I'm trying to be more of a reader. So I will ask Brett for some tips when he is here. We'll talk about his new book. He's always fun to talk to. That's at 7:20. What am I forgetting, Conrad? Are there guests we have in secret that we're going to roll out? That covers it, right?
Well, I think we got to get to the question.
Let's do it.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Okay, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Are Christmas cards outdated? Do you still send them out? That is tonight's question, ladies and gentlemen. Do you still send out Christmas cards? Feel free to elaborate as to why you don't or why you do. As I mentioned recently on the phone, right when we got into the season, I stopped sending them out because I just, honest to God, did not have the energy. I mean, I know hundreds of people. And where do you find the cutoff? Do you just go family and close friends, work colleagues? It's exhausting. I just don't do it. And a lot of times I feel like people that send them out, it's like a show-off type thing. And I don't want to be that guy either. What do you think about that, Conrad? Do you think it's like, if you send out a picture, your most handsome picture, do you think you're just looking for people to say, oh, you're so handsome, Conrad? Sometimes I feel like that's why people send them out.
I expect at least 10 you're handsomes.
Okay. Out of how many cards sent out?
Out of 10.
Okay. You want to bat 1,000, right? But some people just do it because they're personal and they're lovely. And I like getting them. And when I read them, the ones I get, especially when there's a note involved, I do feel guilty that I don't still send them out. So I'm kind of torn here, but I don't do it anymore. I'm wondering if you do. Let me know. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. Do you still send out Christmas cards? Are they outdated? What's your process? Let us know. Maybe you'll motivate Conrad and I to start sending cards out again. How about a nightlight Christmas card? That could be kind of fun. Or maybe we'll just do a post. See, that's what everybody does. They just post it electronically. It's so much easier. And that's what I tend to do more these days. But I think Kristen Lyerly was here last night. And like she said, there is nothing like getting a handwritten letter. And I agree with that. I just can't write anymore. You know, she kind of bailed on that question, too. I said, I said my arm muscles don't work. She made a joke. She went for the low-hanging fruit of why my right arm muscles not work as well. But honestly, it's so hard to write. My cursive is terrible, and my printing is worse. So I would type something, and that would seem impersonal. But honestly, that's just, you're going to get at least a legible note from me if I do it that way. So let us know. It's always more fun when you guys get involved. And as you know, you can comment on anything we're talking about tonight. I'm going to lead things off this discussion. This was out yesterday. I think this ran in my Hollywood Beats either today or yesterday. Keira Knightley. You ever see the movie Love Actually?
I think I have, but it's been super long. But it's the one with the note cards, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
It's a lovely movie. It's kind of a feel-good film, a holiday film. I've seen it maybe 1.5, maybe 2 times, liked it. Keira Knightley says it was creepy because when Andrew Lincoln shows up at the door to do the cue cards, she said she told the director it was creepy. And I didn't know what she meant until I kept reading the article. And apparently, at the time, Keira Knightley was 17. Andrew Lincoln was like 31 or 30. And he's trying to woo her from her husband, Chiwetel Ejiofor, who's like 28, and married this 17-year-old girl. I mean, I know it was, what, 20 years ago, 25 years ago, whatever. That's still weird. And I hate when I find something out that kind of changes the movie for me. Or like when a songwriter who did something creepy, when I hear that, I just can't enjoy it as much. Now, maybe she was playing someone older than 17. I still think that's kind of weird. And it's really strange that she's married at that age. And this guy's hitting on her with cue cards. He's like trying to have a say anything moment with John Cusack, only that was like cute. This is weird. I agree with Keira Knightley. What do you think about that, con man?
I mean, I don't really have an opinion on it, I guess, because I don't know the movie that much. I don't even remember what the note card said. I just know, like,
here's what the note card said. You're 17. I have no business being here. This is inappropriate. Why are you married? I'm still hitting on you. It's just weird.
It is weird. It is weird.
And she even said so back then. She even had the wherewithal at 17 to say, this is kind of creepy. And I don't even think she was referring to the age necessarily, but just the fact that this guy shows up with cue cards. It's like, yeah, what is he doing? I think back then, sometimes you do something in a movie and it's like, oh God, that's so romantic. And it's borderline stalkerish. And that's what she said about this moment. He's kind of stalking her. So I don't know. I don't know if that'll change how you watch the movie from now on or not. But I thought it was, I think they should change the title of the movie to Love Predatorially. How many guys can hit on the 17-year-old girl, have him show up at the door and think of something clever to stalk her? Weird. I don't know. Here's what we're doing, folks. On New Year's Eve, no, I'm sorry, on Christmas Eve, Nightlight is going to kick off 24 hours of music on the network. It'll play on the whole network so the show host can have the day off. We're going to play Christmas music starting at 6 p.m. on Christmas Eve, I believe all the way through Christmas Day, maybe to midnight. So it might be like 36 hours. But Nightlight is going to kick that off on Christmas Eve from 4 to 6. We will be on 2 hours early. And what we are asking people to do, and I think this will kind of be fun, we'll read your stories on the air. If you have a good Christmas story, share it with us. If you have a great cookie you make, share it with us. Your favorite song, Christmas song or carol, let us know. We want to know all this stuff because we're going to have a lot of fun on Christmas Eve. We're going to read this stuff. Favorite Christmas movies. Obviously, we could talk about that. Whatever you guys want to share, send it to nightlight@civicmedia.us. You got some time. We got a couple weeks. nightlight@civicmedia.us. Send us an email, somewhat as detailed as you want to make it, and we will read that on the 24th before we kick off an entire day of fantastic Christmas carols here at Civic Media. As we wish all of you a Merry Christmas. Conrad, when we come back, you got to tell me we got a new contest here. We want to get a plug in for that too and get people involved in that as well. Man, what else? We've got texts rolling in. We'll read your text next too. Rich Locasio coming up at 6:35. We're looking for a new nickname. The Schwabinator might fall by the wayside. I need a wrestling nickname, folks. Feel free to share that as well. We'll have Rich announce me when he's here at 6:35. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Well, sat there at the table and acted real naive. Her knew that topless lady had something up her sleeve. Well, she danced around the bar.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political, by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
It's the center of the Kringle-making world. Racine County wears the crown, and bakers like those at O&H create more than 10,000 of the delicate oval-shaped pastry every single day.
Just a great pastry. One that's hard to make, though, hard to replicate.
Peter Olison is a third-generation owner. O&H is celebrating its 75th year, but do you know if Wisconsin considers the Kringle our official pastry? The answer coming up.
The 500-square-foot corner bakery to offering our products by mail.
Baker Mike Massanellis says their Kringle is shipped near and far. The tradition began when the Danes came to Racine in the late 1800s, and it is that past and present which created our official state pastry, the Kringle, in 2013. And it's a you can't have just one slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
A new choice, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation, 540 WAUK.
I said Locasio, didn't I? You told me it was Locasio. Were you wrong?
I actually don't remember how you just said it.
I said Locasio because I asked you last night before we did the promo, but I saw he just messaged us. Or it was somewhere here. Okay, please remind Pete of the pronunciation of my last name, Locasio. Doggone it, Conrad. You took a powder on Locasio's name. Locasio. All right, Rich Locasio is here at 6:35. He is he's one of our frequent flyers here at Nightlight. Always fun to talk to Rich. That's coming up. On the stream, we have the Nightlight email address, nightlight@civicmedia.us. If you're on the stream and you want to send us a Christmas story, your favorite Christmas cookie, Christmas movie, Christmas carol, whatever, your Christmas routine, if you go to Midnight Mass or if you hang out with family or if you celebrate Hanukkah, that's fine as well, or Kwanzaa, whatever. Tell us what you do. We will do it. We will discuss it on our Christmas Eve show before we play 24 hours of Christmas music. Sarah Jean on the stream says, I still send out Christmas cards. I actually have an annual family gathering that we get together and fill them out, or some even make their own. I sent out around 45 cards this year. That sounds very sensible. 45 cards is doable. I'm down with that, Sarah. Sarah continues, the annual card day is a fun day of food, Christmas movies, catching up. It's a fun time. Now, see, that's a great idea. If you make an event of it, it's less painful. Because I used to sit down, my wife and I would sit down and address these cards and put a personalized message. It was so time consuming. You got to track down people's addresses. Do I sound like a curmudgeon?
Kind of.
I'm okay with that. Craig Anthony checking in on the stream. Always used to send out Christmas cards complete with a summary letter of all the cool things that took place over the year. It also included a family picture. When it got to be too hard to get the picture taken each year, the cards sadly stopped as well. Craig, I think you just need to send a picture of yourself. Anytime a dude sends out a card with a picture of himself, it would make me laugh just because I think it takes guts. You know what would be weirder is if I sent out a Christmas card of just me and I've got a wife and two kids. I said from the Schwabas, Merry Christmas, but here's just a picture of me. Wow, that would be weird. People would probably suggest therapy. All right, so, kicking over to the text line, let us know. Do you still send out Christmas cards? That's our question tonight. You can tell us your process like Craig just did or Sarah Jean. That's a great idea to make an event out of it and probably a better way to get things done. On the text line, Sherry says, good evening, Pete and Conrad and friends. She says, I read every day, love books. I knew Sherry was going to say that. I think you've told us that before, Sherry, also to make me feel guilty. It's working. I will become a reader again. That is my vow to you, Sherry. She said, yes, I just sent out Christmas cards today. Family, close friends. That's the way to do it. Sherry says, I'll send a card. Oh, she's going to send Civic Media card. That's nice. We'll get you that address, Sherry. Sherry also says, love John Prine. Me too, Sherry. He's one of my favorite songwriters. John Prine, Bruce Springsteen, and Gordon Lightfoot are probably my favorite songwriter. Maybe even John Denver, if you go the folky route. Jim from Appleton says, nickname. This is when it comes to a wrestling nickname for me, the Schwabba Bomber. I like that. What do you think about that, Conrad? The Schwabba Bomber.
I like it.
Yeah. We'll see what Rich can do with that. All right, we have a phone call. Who's on the phone?
It's Jim from Appleton.
Hey, Jim, how are you?
I'm doing okay, Pete. How are you doing?
You guys had
a great show.
Oh, thank you, buddy. I'm glad you're a part of it. Thanks so much. I liked your nickname, the Schwabba Bomber. I can work with that. We'll see what Rich can do.
Cool. I appreciate that. I have a word for this holiday season that covers almost everything.
Oh, please share.
But it's impossible to type. So, Chris Mahana Kwanzaa.
Chris Mahana Kwanzaa. Wow.
Chris Mahana Kwanzaa.
I like
that. Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa. Everything's in there.
I think you need to copyright that because you just said it on the radio. Someone could steal it. That's like right up there with turducken, like the Thanksgiving meal on the NFL. That's great. I love that, Jim.
Well, thank you.
We will, Conrad, let's make a note of that. We gotta bring that up again. We'll see what we can do with that. Jim, if we make money off your suggestion, we'll give you a taste, okay?
All right.
Okay,
sounds great.
Thanks, man. Have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Jim from Appleton, one of our most frequent texters. That's a great, I've already forgotten it. Chris Mahana Kwanzaa. Chris Mahana Kwanzaa. Is that it?
I think we're missing another syllable in there.
Somehow I worked Arbor Day into there. I don't know how that works. So, all right. Rich LoCascio coming up in just a few minutes. Let's never get his name wrong, please. He's one of our favorite. And we've massacred it on more. It's kind of weird because, and I don't know if Rich would be open to this, but maybe let's try to talk him into going with LoCascio. Just because that would make it easier for us when he's on the show. Is that too much to ask?
I don't know.
Rich LoCascio. It's LoCascio. We'll respect your name, Rich. Excited to talk to you in a few minutes. We have to go already? Is it already time for the news? Or was that a... Did you do a George Costanza? Did your elbow move and hit the button? You know what I'm excited about? I am not... I've said this before, and I'm probably wrong. I say I'm not a zombie guy. But I loved The Walking Dead. I got into it and I watched it. I liked the HBO, Pedro Pascal, The Last of Us.
I didn't watch that yet, but I played the video game.
I liked it. And now the 28 Days series, I have not seen any of that. And now there's about to be 3 movies out. I'm kind of excited because I feel like they get good reviews. They're well done. I am going to throw myself into Zombieland again and watch those movies. Oh, and I saw Zombieland with Woody Harrelson.
I love that movie.
That was funny.
It's so
good. I liked
it
a lot. Bill Murray and that was
so funny.
So funny. I was not expecting that. I love weird movies like that. All right. Send us your Christmas stories, your favorite cookies, movies, stories, carols, whatever, to nightlight@civicmedia.us. We'll read them on Christmas Eve before we launch into a day and a half of Christmas music here at Civic Media. Got a fun show. Great to have you with me tonight. Rich LoCascio is coming up, ladies and gentlemen, when we come back after your award-winning news team here at Civic Media. It helps to keep you informed. We're coming right back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And I'm telling you, it's too late to turn back now. I believe I'm falling in love. Phoning her at least 10 times a day.
A voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee. 540 WAUK.
You can always continue the conversation on social media.
Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Sick kids will benefit from a new union. Brittany Merlot has more.
Wisconsin's two largest children's hospitals, American Family Children's Hospital and Children's Wisconsin, are forming a new partnership to treat congenital heart disease, the most common birth defect in the United States. The new partnership is called Forward Pediatric Alliance. It will start at the beginning of January, and it is initially set to last for a decade. The program is designed to advance research and train more cardiac care providers.
Temps in the teens, and it'll feel even colder. The area is bracing for a cold snap this week, with temperatures plummeting to the teens by Thursday and wind chills potentially going below zero. There could be some flurries in the near term, but it'll warm up enough for a chance of rain this weekend. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. Those needing help dealing with the cold can call 211 for a local listing of warming centers. Don't be fooled by delivery scam texts this holiday season. Melissa Kay has more about how to stay alert.
The Wisconsin Better Business Bureau warns phishing texts or emails look like official notices from delivery companies. They either contain a tracking link, a message that the shipper is having difficulty delivering a package to you, or a link to update delivery preferences. Clicking the link takes you to a form that asks for personally identifying information or to a site that downloads malware onto your computer. Another scam is missed delivery tags. They place a note on your door that claims you've missed a package. It includes a number that you should call to reschedule your delivery. It's a ruse to get your personal information. To avoid delivery scams this holiday season, keep track of your purchases, don't click on links, don't leave packages sitting on your doorstep, and open your delivery right away to check for damage or signs of tampering.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Nominations for the Golden Globes were announced Monday, and Variety is reporting that in the film category, Emilia Perez leads the way with 10 nominations. The musical stars Zoe Saldana and Selena Gomez and is being called a drug cartel musical. Intrigued? I am. The film is available on Netflix. Not too far behind with 7 nominations, including Best Picture, is The Brutalist, a brutally long 3.5-hour drama set in post-war Europe starring Adrian Brody, Felicity Jones, and Guy Pearce, all three of whom are nominated for their acting chops. Focus Features Conclave pulled in 6 nominations, including for Best Picture and Best Screenplay, as well as acting nominations for cast members Ralph Fiennes and Isabella Rossellini. The Bear continues to dominate award shows on the little screen with 5 nominations. Only Murders in the Building and Shogun received 4 nominations each. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low in the low 20s. Some snow showers developing tomorrow. High peaks at 30, then temps fall through the 20s in the afternoon as the wind picks up. There could be some minor accumulations. Much colder Wednesday night and Thursday.
It's 28 degrees right now.
The Todd Alba Show.
Cash Patel, who Trump has nominated to be the head of the FBI, saying he wants to basically shut down the main parts of the FBI. Bill Barr, MAGA Republican Attorney General to Donald Trump. Quote, the very idea of moving Patel into a role like this showed a shocking detachment from reality. Unquote. This is not the left calling out Patel. This is the right.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey K., Professor Emeritus of Democracy. We're talking about the Act 10 overturned by a Dane County judge.
I think it's important for everyone to know that this was the state that in 1959 first granted public employees the right to organize and bargain collectively. We have a lot to take back. You know, I used to say take back America, but I say take back Wisconsin.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as Up North News radio host Pat Kreitlow and Trigby Olson, Packer owner and senior advisor at Lincoln Project, is here to discuss. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2.
I get so lost.
Welcome back. Eric from Lodi says, I am not organized enough to send Christmas cards out. That's really what it comes down to, too. I can't keep track of addresses. I'm better at it now. I could probably do a better job now. But like I said, my kids are grown. I don't think my wife would be thrilled about sending out Christmas cards. Maybe she would, but then it would just be me sending a picture of me. So I don't think I'm going to do that. I'm with you, Eric. Todd from Oshkosh says, Cornelius Brothers and Sister Rose, great freaking tune, Conrad. Agreed, Todd. Check out, Todd, if you want to see a great use of that song, the film, Spike Lee movie Black Klansman used it in their soundtrack. And there's a great scene where people are dancing to that song. It's really cool. Check that out. And I agree. Great tune, Conrad. Conrad mixes it up wonderfully. We are just moments away from Rich LoCascio joining us. And I want to say something. This once in a while, I look at Instagram. I'm not real active on Instagram, but I do go there and I watch reels. Typically, I watch funny reels. I like to watch shuffle dancing, maybe a knockout here and there. Although it's tough to watch the UFC anymore. But, you know, I go there sometimes. And what drives me crazy, and I've talked about this on the show before, are the couples. The cute married couples, the young couples. The wife thinks she's real cute. The husband wants to show her off. And the husband's just acting like a dimbulb or a numbskull and doing something stupid while he parades his wife around in hardly anything. And that's bad enough just because it's not funny. I don't care what you wear, but it's got to be funny. Make it funny. And if it's not funny, don't try to shoehorn humor into it by hashtagging it as funny. If you have to put hashtag funny under what you post, kind of defeats the purpose. I'll tell you if it's funny. You don't need to tell me if your little skit in your kitchen is funny. Couples humor, that's another one. I have not found a funny couple yet. Have you, Conrad?
You know what? I'll say this. The hashtags, there's many reasons for it. They just want to fit the algorithm. They put the hashtag funny. It could get to the top of the list for hashtag funny.
But it's not.
I get what you mean, though.
Just
usually,
put hashtag put yeah. me to the top of the list then, not hashtag funny.
It's ironic just because how it's...
I know.
It's never funny.
It's never funny. It's embarrassing. And I watch it out of embarrassment, which probably helps them because it gives them clicks. Craig Kinnett on the stream says, Pete, doing a family picture with just me is brilliant. I laughed out loud and hope to make a few. I hope to get one, Craig. You're welcome. Jeremy Thompson, I think that's the guy behind the guy. I think that's JB. Just says, Pete Schwabe, exclamation point. That's what he would say when he gets my Christmas card of just me, but I sign it from Pete, Mary, and the kids. keep those texts and comments coming. Let us know if you send out Christmas cards or if it's a thing of the past or your process. We're happy to have it. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, this is exciting. Our friend Rich LoCascio is about to join the show. He's been on the show many times before. He's a really fun guy to talk to. He might be even at the station at WRJN right now. I don't know. We have a really cool new station in Racine, and that's where Rich works out of. He is also a wrestling announcer, and we have a new nickname for him. Rich, how are you?
Pete, how are you?
It's been a while. Listen, first of all, I know I threw Conrad under the bus for telling me here. I thought it was LoCascio, and I don't throw Conrad under the bus very often. I usually take the blame. Right, Conrad?
Brother, if I told you how many times somebody mispronounced my last name, I'd probably be a millionaire if I had a dollar for every time that happened.
Listen, so, dude, you're talking to a guy named Schwabe, so I totally get it. I have to always correct people. I feel your pain. How are you, buddy?
All good. I'm doing good, man. It's, you know, it's that time of the year where the weather's getting a little bit colder, and, you know, unfortunately sickness comes in, and it comes out, and then it comes back in, and it comes back out. So I'm kind of dealing with one of those doldrums right now, but I still feel energetic. I still feel alive, and I am thrilled to be on your show once again, my friend.
It's great to have you, and I don't know what kind of illness comes back in after it goes out. I've had the go out part, but I'm curious as to how you get it back in. But whatever you're dealing with.
You know, usually when I get sick, Pete, it affects my voice, which is the worst thing for somebody who's in sales, who's a ring announcer, who does a lot of stuff vocally. It just...
it's depressing, to be honest with you.
I bet it is. Hey, so before we get to the wrestling, tell us what's new at WRJN. The studio there looks beautiful. And you got Don Rose in there. You got Don Moreau working out of there. Such a fun group of people. But what's going on there? How are things going?
Things are bustling right now. I love it. And I see so many people on a daily basis. I see Earl Ingram. I see Jane Matinere. I see Greg Bach. I see Maggie Dawn. I see Dom Salvia. I know I'm not, it sounds like I'm just name dropping people, but you know, they're all out of the WRJN studios in Racine now. And
they're all there doing the show out of there now.
Yeah. It's amazing. And we have, you know, we have sales support out of there. We got producers out of there. Cardi and Jess, and there's a lot of other people. Calvin's out of there now. It's remarkable how much the station has grown. The studio that we have dedicated to the talk personalities like Earl and Jane and Maggie and Dom, like, they completely revamped that studio. It looks amazing now. It's a night and day difference.
Pictures are beautiful. You have some kind of cool news. You have a birthday coming up, and how are you planning on celebrating your 40th?
So my 40th is coming up next Friday, the 20th. So from 9 to 2, I will be co-hosting on WRJN. So I'll be bringing the local news, timeless hits, and the Christmas classics that day from 9 to 2.
How do you feel about that, Rich? You've been on the air before. You're a ring announcer. Is it like riding a bike, or how do you handle that?
The soundboard, I've worked on the soundboard once doing a high school football game. And it was kind of a spur-of-the-moment thing. It's like, okay, we need somebody to fill in for the high school football game this week. And Chris comes up to me, and he's like, you know, are you busy Friday night? I'm like, why? What's going on? He's like, I need somebody to work the soundboard. I'm like, I can make myself available. That's fine. So it was a bit of a crash course in learning the soundboard. And with, you know, it went okay. It wasn't the worst thing. It went okay. So I'll probably get a re-education on that next week before I go live Friday morning at 9 a.m.
Don't you hate that question? Are you busy on such and such date? Hey, are you available on the 3rd? Please tell me what you want before you. I mean, that's such a trap, isn't it?
Yeah, especially when I have my birthday at this stage of the year where it's like, okay, are you busy on the 20th? Like, oh, well, I've already got plans. And it's like, when I've had birthday parties in years past, I've always scheduled it at the beginning of the month because people are more available toward the beginning of the month rather than toward the end of the month, because by the end, like by the middle of the month, they're just jam packed. They're like, I've got this plan, I got this plan, I got this plan, and don't bother me until January.
I feel like it's a trap when people say, hey, are you available on the 3rd? And you say no, it's like going to be, oh crap, I had the opportunity of a lifetime for you. Or, yeah, I'm available. Oh, here's the worst job you'll ever have. So it's like, and you know, if it's a work thing, you can't let people down. So
no,
I don't know.
Oh, absolutely not.
Well, that's exciting. So you're turning the big 4-0.
Yes, that's right.
All right. And is the wrestling ring announcing, as a ring announcer, do you have a prime, Rich? Are you approaching it voice wise, or how does that work?
That's a good question. I think about that, and it's like, I did a show, Black Friday, as a matter of fact, in Milwaukee for Legacy Pro Wrestling. It was the Black Friday Brawl. And the great thing about the show, it was unpredictable, especially the end of it, because they had a 28-person over-the-top battle royal. The ring filled up, and people are just coming in left and right every 45 seconds. And it was everything that you could expect it to be and more.
That sounds kind of cool. So
yes.
So you rung announced for that? I don't know what the heck I'm saying here.
No, it wouldn't be rung. I was the ring announcer for that, okay, for that show.
What was the coolest name you had to announce?
Purple Rain Kane.
Oh, that's kind of a good name. That sounds really cool, actually. I think I've asked you this before. Go ahead, Rich.
No, I was going to say there was a wrestler in the WWE whose name is Kane. And when he first debuted back in 1997, he came out with this black and red, like, you know, really over the top. When I say over the top, like very gothic, but he also had a black and red mask on. Had no personality, just came out and just, you know, did his thing, destroyed whatever was in the ring and left. So jeez. The purpose of Purple Rain Kane was he came out in a black and purple mask, black and purple attire, and he chokeslammed everybody because that's what Kane's finishing move was. But he'd do a little bit of dancing in between each chokeslam.
I would hope. Well, how do you chokeslam someone, Rich? How does a chokeslam happen?
So basically, you put your hand against the neck of your opponent, and okay. you lift him up, and then you just drop him on the mat.
That sounds horrible.
It is.
That sounds like a recipe for a serious injury.
I mean, this is why I don't get in the ring except for ring announcing. I don't compete. I've been asked not to. So I'm going to stay in my lane and stick with what I'm good at.
So, let's say if one of these guys, you know, I know a lot of people say, oh, wrestling, it's staged, it's whatever, it's choreographed. Let's say a guy like me gets in the ring. I'm not a little sure. guy, Rich, you know, and I'm not trying to, like, I can take care of myself, but would I get pummeled? Tell me what would happen if a guy like me decided to square off against a guy like Kane.
I give you 15 seconds.
Before?
Bell rings, 15 seconds, you're on the mat for the 1-2-3 count.
What do you think he would come at me with, just in case?
Probably just the choke slam. Here's an interesting fact. Drew Carey, of all people, went up against Kane in the 2001 Royal Rumble. And as you can imagine, Drew Carey wanted no part of Kane. So he actually eliminated himself from the Royal Rumble by climbing over the top rope and jumping off the apron onto the floor.
Like outside the ring?
Yes, because basically with an over-the-top battle royal or a Royal Rumble, you have to go over the top rope and both feet have to hit the floor on the mat on the outside.
For what? To officially
for you,
like,
to be eliminated from the match.
God, that sounds worse almost than getting pinned. okay. And Drew Carey's not a little guy either, but you don't want to, that's pretty bad when you risk injury not to get injured. You know what I mean? Like at some point you might as well fight. And if you get pinned, you get pinned, but it's worse than like trying to get yourself in a headlock.
Yeah, I mean, there's that fight or flight instinct that kicks in. It's like, okay, if you see somebody 7 foot tall like Kane, it's like, yeah, I better get out of here.
Oh, he's 7 feet tall?
Yeah, he's a pretty tall guy. He was about 6'10", if I remember, almost 7 foot tall.
Yeah, he could probably take me. Well, anyway, have you wrestled, Rich?
No.
Did we cover this before?
Okay. Again, I stay in my lane, Pete.
Yeah. You got the pipes? Use them appropriately.
Right.
All right. So you said earlier it's kind of a light time right now for wrestling. So we're going to take a very quick break. When we come back, you're going to tell us about the next cool thing wrestling fans have to look forward to. It's coming up right around the corner, and then we'll talk to Rich LoCascio a little about the holidays. And I have a new nickname, Rich. I want to run that by you too. Are you game for that?
You got it.
All right. Fantastic. This is Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK. Comfort Pro Insulators in Little Suamico takes this moment to remember all of our fallen heroes, the brave men and women of the United States Armed Forces, their sacrifice and enduring commitment. To all those who gave their last full measure of devotion for our liberty, our values, and our democracy, we thank you, we remember you, and we honor you. This message comes to you from Comfort Pro Insulators in Little Suamico. That's Comfort Pro Insulators in Little Suamico. They have been serving the community since 1997, and they're saluting those who make our country stronger.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's tugging on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
The holidays are here, and it's nearly time to pick a present from our grown-up gift list with our Civic Media statewide text to win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of our grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in our statewide contest.
Your new choice. Real news. Great conversation. 540 WAUK.
Welcome back to Nightlight. One of our favorites is on the phone right now, Rich LoCascio. He is a wrestling ring announcer, and he is an on-air personality and does sales here at Civic Media down at WRJN in Racine. Rich, so we got a couple suggestions on the text line. Eric from Lodi says, wrestling name, not in the Schwabba.
Not in the Schwabba. I kind of need an explanation on that one.
Yeah, I kind of thought that at first, but then, you know, I don't know. Not in the Schwab, like, this is my house, maybe? The ring? Let's simmer on that one. Here's another one. Steady Eddie, listen to this one, Rich. He says, Pete, I think you may have a future as a professional wrestler. He obviously doesn't know me that well. I think you should stick with the Schwabinator. You would speak in an Arnold Schwarzenegger Austrian accent. I am properly pumped up. And he says, I should say, I am the properly pumped up Schwabinator, and I'm here to pound you down. He continues, when you defeated your opponent and left him in a pile of pain, you would flex your muscles and yell out to your fans, Schwabadabadoo. You would then hold your hand to your ear, and your fans would respond, Schwabadabadoo. Signed, Steady Eddie. Any potential there, Rich?
I mean, I don't know anything about parody law, but that sounds interesting. And I say parody law because it's like, I'm sure Mr. Schwarzenegger might be giving some people a call.
You think so?
Yeah,
probably.
Yeah.
All right. We'll stick with Schwabinator for now. Schwabadabadoo isn't bad. I don't know.
That isn't bad. No, you might, you know, if I were you, that's something you could put on a T-shirt.
I agree. Or Schwabtastic. I don't know. We got to work on this.
All right.
So you got there's a big wrestling event coming up next year, early next year, right after the holidays. Tell us about that.
So actually, before we get to that, this time of the year is usually pretty calm for WWE. They do have their next event, which is coming up this Saturday night. As you can imagine, it's called Saturday Night's Main Event. It's something that used to be air on NBC back in the late 80s, going into the 90s. And this is more of like an old school tribute show. It's going to take place at the Nassau Veterans Memorial Coliseum on Long Island. And it's going to be aired on NBC and Peacock. And I was really surprised when they announced that Jesse the Body Ventura would be doing color commentary for the show.
Oh, wow. He's still around.
So this
I didn't know he was
a throwback.
That's Well, he was. I forgot about him. He wrestled before he was a governor, and then he did the movie Predator with. Speaking of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
How old
Predator,
is that guy?
And then he did cameos for a lot of other different movies.
He's got to be in his 80s.
He's 73.
73. Okay.
Yeah.
Conrad on the spot. Nice. All right. Well, that sounds fun. Have you met, who's been, like, the guys you've met in your ring announcing time, who have you liked the most in person?
Now, are we talking about people that I've worked with on shows? Are we talking about people that I've met just for a signing or, you know, an in-person, you know, a photo op? That, which specifically?
Whatever you, I mean, whatever. All of those included. Like, I'm just wondering who has been the coolest, like in terms of being down to earth or just a good dude or dudette when it comes to wrestling.
Sure. I'll give you two. So the first would be somebody that I've worked with. The first show I ever did was a charity show in West Bend, and they brought in two former WWE superstars, Eugene and PCO, who currently still wrestles in TNA wrestling. So the show was, the show was fun. As you can understand, I was a little bit nervous and everything. But after the show, PCO made it to, made it a point to come up to me and said, he asked me, he's like, this is the first time that you've ever done this? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, you made everybody look like stars tonight. Keep doing what you're doing. And I'm like, that's all the vindication that I needed right there.
Absolutely.
So the second person, I met him a little bit less than 6 months ago. I met Hulk Hogan at a Quick Trip, of all places.
It was a chance encounter, I assume.
What's that?
It was a chance encounter, I assume. You didn't meet, like, you didn't plan to meet him there.
No, I did plan to meet him. So he was doing
chicken sandwiches,
a promotional tour for his beer, and they announced some locations and some dates and times. So I'm like, all right, if you ever get the chance to meet Hulk Hogan, you got to meet Hulk Hogan, especially if you're a wrestling fan. So I went up there, stood in line for about an hour, met him, he signed two cases of his beer, and then I was on my way.
How was the beer?
I haven't tried the beer. It's still been sitting in the cases.
Are you saving it, like, on purpose or for a reason, or you just haven't gotten to it yet? Oh, okay.
I mean, wrestling fans are, you know, we're an odd bunch sometimes. It's like, you know, I'm just being straight with you, Pete. It, you know, we collect things. Like, I have bins of stuff that I've collected from shows that I've worked, and it's, And I've gotten stuff from different shows. It's been so much fun, just the whole experience.
That's so cool, Rich. I honestly, God, I'm laughing, but I'm laughing at your just, you have such a great attitude about it and your passion. It's just so much fun to talk to you about this, probably in part because I don't know a lot about wrestling. So I love talking to you for reason, and you have so much fun with it. Next time you come on, we didn't get to this, but I want to talk about Iron Claw a little bit. So let's do this again soon, okay?
Absolutely. I appreciate you.
Fantastic.
Thank you so much.
Hey, happy pre-birthday. Have a great time on air and party safely, buddy.
Hey, I appreciate you, Pete. Thank you, Pete. Conrad, you're the best.
All right. You got, you too. Back at you. That's Rich LoCascio. About to turn 40, Conrad. Probably sounds like it's a long way away.
To me.
Look at you. Young buck sitting there. I remember when I was your age.
Do you?
Oh. What? There's a wrestling nickname. Pete, what's his last name? how much time do we have? Can I read a text?
30 seconds.
All right. Jeremy. Oh, Jeremy, this is JB. He says, I did take a selfie and frame it in a Norman Rockwell frame and took a photo of that and mailed out copies to my family with a hearty Merry Christmas. That's great. I feel like if I did that, people would call me and say, like, hey, man, are you okay? But I hope it worked out for you, Jeremy. All right. We have Swedish jazz queen Gunhild Carling. Coming up next, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
Pat Kreitlow.
Wednesday on Up North News Radio, it's not too late to decide to run for a seat on your local school board. Here's what you'll need to do if you're interested in serving.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Jeffrey from Madison.
I worked for the city of Madison for 34 years. Act 10 cost me $42,000.
Yep.
In 1977, the state of Wisconsin passed a law that says public employees cannot strike. With Act 10, now we can't bargain for working conditions and benefits, so they basically turned public employees into second-class citizens.
Yes.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News Brief. The suspect in the shooting death of insurance CEO Brian Thompson fights extradition to New York. Luigi Mangione yelled as he was escorted into a Pennsylvania courthouse. His lawyer, Thomas Dickey.
We're contesting extradition. We're going to fight this along the rules and with the constitutional protections that my client has, and that's what we're going to do.
Residents in Malibu, California are told to leave as a wildfire is 0% contained. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti.
We've got about 700 firefighters here on the ground in the air. They're fighting specifically for hot spots and flare-ups. We've seen a number of them over the past few hours.
President-elect Donald Trump's pick for FBI Director Kash Patel meets with senators on the Hill. GOP Senator Lindsey Graham on current FBI Director Christopher Wray, whose term is not yet over.
People on the conservative side of the aisle believes it's been used to kind of have his thumb on political matters, and that needs to end, but I've got nothing against him personally.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.